Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to worship here at St. Luke's Lutheran Church. What a beautiful morning this is, isn't it? Bright and sunshiny, as much as we hear possible thunderstorms. But right now it's bright and sunshiny, a beautiful spring day. First, I want to thank the men who came and did such a wonderful job on our lawn. I especially want to thank Paul Johnson, who is the one normally responsible for our yard. He keeps it looking so beautiful. And then for the others who assisted to do that sort of deep cleaning of our yard, thank you so much for making St. Luke's look so lovely. It is very much appreciated. Yes. And today is Mother's Day. So, happy Mother's Day to those of you who are mothers, to those of you who have had mothers. I hope if your mother is still alive that you reach out and you contact her. And for the rest, happy Mother's Day. This tends to be a really hard day for me because my mother died on Mother's Day 11 years ago, today, on May 11th. And so for some people, this is a hard day. And so let's just acknowledge that today is Mother's Day. Good and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of mothers. We just thank you for everything that mothers have done in our lives. And we thank you also for aunts and for cousins and for sisters and for other maternal presences in our life. We thank you for the gift of teachers who have been female, who have guided and directed us. We just thank you for all those who are mothers. We also acknowledge that for some people this is a difficult day, so be with those individuals for whom Mother's Day is a difficult day. And for those who have the chance to celebrate with children and grandchildren, just give them a blessed day and let the love that is shared this day remind us of the love that you have for each one of us. We ask all things in the name of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So we have a few announcements before we get started. Our food pantry volunteers this week show as Nelson, Michelle Lofgren, and Jan Nelson. We may need some substitutes because I know that Michelle has been up in Billings. On Tuesday, we have Bible study here. And we're having a special Bible study event this Tuesday, because not only are we asking that everyone bring a favorite hymn based on a favorite psalm, but we're also doing brunch. So we would invite you to come, bring your favorite hymn based on a favorite psalm, and bring some brunchy goodness so that we can all share as we're starting to wind down before we conclude Bible study for summer. And then, it didn't make it into the printed bulletin, but it needs to be on your radar. This Friday at 6 o'clock, we have bingo over at Union Congregational. And I do not remember who we are playing for, but every month over at Union Congregational, when we have bingo, we play for a certain charity. And they have been mostly child-related charities, but sometimes others as well. And so half the proceeds go to the winners and the other half goes to the charity. So we invite you to come over to Union Congregational, 6 o'clock on Friday for bingo. And then Lois, I believe you have an announcement for us. All right, are there any other announcements?
Just one reminder.
Certainly.
Today at 2.
Oh, yes.
Here's our church council meeting. Anybody is welcome to come and be a visitor. But we'll start that at 2 o'clock today.
Thank you for that reminder as well. Anything else we need to take care of? I know you'll see there an acknowledgement of our graduates, and we will do that right after the hymn of the day. So please stand as you are able for the confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song, Shout to the Lord. It is in best... It's what we call Bob, that reddish hymnal. It is number 198. Grace for our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Oh, no.
Let us pray together. O God of peace, you brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep. By the blood of your eternal covenant, make us complete in everything good, that we may do your will and work among us all that is well-pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning. God speaks to us in Scripture, reading, preaching, and song. The first reading is from Acts 9, 36 to 43. Dorcas was a faithful and devoted woman of charity in the community of Joppa. Her kindness and her work with clothing were well known, especially to the widows in town. When she fell ill and died, Peter raised her back to life through the power of prayer. A reading from Acts. Now in Joppa there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, who heard that Peter was near, sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them, and when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside. Then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So we'll read Psalm 23 responsively. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures, and leads me beside
still waters. You restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me along right pathways for your name's sake.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup is running over. The second reading is from Revelation 7, 9 through 17. Christ is the shepherd who leads his faithful to springs of the water of life. Christ is also the lamb who vanquishes sin and suffering. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and people and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, and around the elders, and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne, and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, and thanksgiving and honor, and power and might, be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God, and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you're in the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to Christ.
Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I know with April showers come May flowers, but with May flowers also come allergies. I'm sorry. We'll see how much of this I can do before my voice gives out entirely. The fourth Sunday of Easter is always Good Shepherd Sunday, so our readings are always focused on Jesus as the Good Shepherd. And it means that we get the favorite, the number one hit of all of the Psalms, Psalm 23. I don't know about you, but I've prayed Psalm 23 a lot. It is a frequent request at funerals. It is a go-to psalm anytime that we're in trouble. It really is a psalm among psalms. And I think one of the reasons that we enjoy it so much is because it provides such comfort. Now, Lent was a difficult season. I don't know how it was for you, but for me, Lent, though it's one of my, it really is my favorite season of the whole liturgical year, is a challenging one. And we're told throughout the course of Lent, the cost of discipleship. We're told over and over again of our need to follow the two great commandments, to love God and to love one another. But on this day, the charge is different. On this day, we are told to rest in the Lord. I don't know about you, but resting is not one of the things that I do well. I live a rather frenetic life, as do most of us. And it is hard to simply rest in the Lord. But that is what we are called to do in the 23rd Psalm. I know we know the words well, no matter what the translation is. But it begins, "The Lord is my shepherd." If the Lord is my shepherd, what does that mean? What does it mean about me? What does it mean about the Lord? If the Lord is my shepherd, that means I am part of the Lord's flock, that he has called me to be part of his flock, and there is nothing that I can do about it. How many of you have ever kept sheep or cattle or other creatures? Do they like to stay in the yard? Or do they like to go wandering over where the grass to them seems a little greener? They wander, don't they? And what do you do when your sheep or your cow wanders to the neighbor's yard?
You go and you get them. And what happens when they do it again? You go and you get them. And what happens if they do it a third time? You go and you get them. And that's what our God does with us. We are his sheep of his flock, and when we wander away, he goes and he gets us over and over and over again. Because we are part of his flock, which means he needs to protect us. It means that when we stray, he goes and he gets us. It says, I will not be in want, because a good shepherd provides for the sheep. Those of you who keep animals know that you need to provide for them because they can't provide for themselves, right? So that's what the Lord does. The Lord says, you are part of my flock, therefore I will take care of you. I will give you the things that you need. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures. The Lord requires me to lie down and rest sometimes, and to lie down in green pastures. The Holy Land is not a place that has lots of greenery. It is a place that is filled with desert. And so here we have an image of greenery. We have an image of provision. We have an image of abundance. And it is in this place that the Lord causes the flock to lie down, in a place where there is no want, in a place where they can be safe. Again, those of you who keep animals, will they lie down if they feel unsafe? No. They get up. They want to do what they can to protect themselves from the enemies. When they feel safe, when they feel secure, that's when they lie down. So the Lord causes us to lie down by making us feel safe, and lying down in a place where we can see the abundance given to us by God. And he leads me beside the still waters. A lot of times in the Bible, waters are chaotic. We see the waters of creation. So waters are places of chaos, or places of danger. And here the waters are still. They don't provide a threat. Instead, they provide a place where the sheep can drink with no fear. So here the sheep are, lying down, feeling safe and secure, with lots of greenery around to eat, with still waters from which they can drink. You restore my soul, O Lord. Oh, that's something my soul has needed. But how can my soul be restored if I don't lie down? If I think that I need to protect myself from the enemies of the world, how can my soul be restored? It can't. My soul is restored by lying down, feeling safe and secure in the one who is my shepherd. So lying there, the flock is restored. You guide me along right pathways for your name's sake. Does that mean straight pathways? No, it means that the pathway is often crooked, and you have to follow it, even if you can't see what's around the corner. It may not be straight, but it is the right pathway. And why is it the right pathway? Because the shepherd knows where he's taking us, and we can rely upon the shepherd to lead us in the right direction. And all we have to do is follow. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. And why shall I fear no evil? It is because the Lord, the shepherd, is leading me on the right pathway. And even though I can't see what's around the next turn, and even though this area looks dark, and even though I might fear that enemies are lurking somewhere, the Lord is leading me on those pathways, and the Lord will protect me. So though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, They comfort me. So the rod is a sort of club that is used to defend against the enemies, against wolves and other threats who may come along. And the staff is what will help guide the sheep. You see shepherd staffs with those crooks to help to lead the sheep where they need to be, to sometimes get them out of trouble. Because sheep have a way of getting themselves into trouble, don't they? Those of you who've kept sheep, if there's trouble, they'll find it. I kept goats. Goats are a little bit better, although they found their own trouble. They're a little smarter, and they found trouble. But the sheep will find trouble. And there may be enemies lurking out there, but we're told we don't need to fear them, because the good shepherd has a rod to protect us and a staff to guide us. And so knowing that, we have comfort. Next, we're told that our enemies are out there, but God has a way of dealing with them too. God has a way of mocking the enemy. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So the enemies are there, but God is preparing a table, an abundant table filled with all the good things that we need, and is gloating over the enemies who gloated over us. So we can sit at this table with the enemy out there, knowing that we are safe. You anoint my head with oil, which is a way of acknowledging that you are a member of the flock. Our heads are anointed at baptism. They're anointed again at confirmation. You anoint my head with oil. And this time it was a way of also expressing hospitality, washing feet and anointing with oil. So you belong here in this place. And my cup is running over. This is a place of abundance, more than what we could possibly need is given to us. So there is a scene where we're able to lie down, where we have everything that we need provided for us, where we have protection from the enemy who's out there, where the Lord has us gloating over the enemy. The enemy cannot prevail against the Lord. Where we have been acknowledged as part of this flock, where we have more than what we need, our cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And that's not the best translation, because goodness and mercy don't just follow. Goodness and mercy pursue. That's a better translation of that verb. Shall pursue me all the days of my life, just as the Lord pursues those who stray. Goodness and mercy pursue us, even when we do not feel worthy of God's goodness or God's mercy. Goodness and mercy pursue us all the days of our life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As we look back on Psalm 23, who is doing all of the verbs? God is. All that we're asked to do is to follow, is to rest, is to acknowledge that this is a place where we belong in the flock of God. Beyond that, we're not asked to do anything. God is the one doing everything for us. And in this frantic life that I have, the frantic life that you probably have, how comforting it is to be able to know that we can rest in the Lord, just rest, that we don't have to do anything but follow, listen to the Lord's guiding, listen to the Lord's voice, and let the Lord do what the Lord wants to do for us, which is to provide us with everything that we need, to call us into a place of safety, to show the abundant goodness and mercy that is ours simply by being part of the Lord's flock. So I ask that for just a few moments we stop and we rest in the Lord. We rest in the promise of Psalm 23. Just rest. And we thank you, O Good Shepherd, for your provision for us, for we, like sheep, go astray. How good it is to know that your mercy, your goodness, will pursue us all the days of our life, that when we stray, you will go and find us, and you will bring us into the green pasture next to the still waters and provide for us as you always have. We give you thanks for your abundant mercy. Amen. And let us join together in our hymn of the day, also out of Best of the Best, number 204, Shine, Jesus, Shine. At this time, I ask that you be seated and that our graduating seniors come forward. So our graduates are James Foss, Adam McCorkle, Grace McCorkle, and Rihanna Stringer. And Lois, if you can help. I'm going to have you come forward. And are there others who helped with the quilts? then you can come forward too. Come on. We need help here. Come on. So what a wonderful occasion as we celebrate our graduating seniors. We have a quilt for each one of you, and there's a card that says, God knows the secret plans of the things he will do for the world using your hands. May this quilt remind you of the warmth of God's love and assure you he is always with you. As you lie on it when relaxing on the grass in the spring, listening to the birds sing, as you sit on it enjoying a summer picnic beside a mountain stream or in a city park, as you curl up with it while studying, as you wrap it around you if you get stranded in your car, or as you struggle, as you snuggle under it, sleeping in the peace and joy of God's presence. Let it just remind you of God's constant love. So let us bless our quilts and our graduates. Lord, we ask that these quilts be a source of comfort to our graduating seniors as they are enveloped by their quilt. Let each of them feel the warmth of your love, your ever-present love and mercy. Let them feel how your mercy and your goodness pursue them all the days of their life. We ask all things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we have some things that were written by our graduates, and Lois gave me this today, so I'm going to read what she gave me. In James, it says, I am going to attend Clarendon College, Community College in Texas for 2 years. Then I plan on transferring to a university. I'm planning on staying in agriculture by getting a degree in agribusiness and equine management. I've also made the Clarendon Ranch horse team, where I'll continue to use my horse skills. My long-term goal is to obtain my bachelor's degree and work in equine industry. I want to thank St. Luke's Church for all the support over the years. Do you have anything to add? Okay. Will someone give James his quilt? Just put it around him. Yeah. I know, you may have. All right, and Adam. It shows your favorite memory was the last football game against Lander, and who you'll miss, your friends. Your plans are Utah Tech for communications, to play football, and become pro Fortnite player. So anything else you'd like to add? Okay, if someone would like to put Adam's quilt around him. The other ladies can help too. You may have to step up. There you go. I know, you're easy, Grace. All right, and Grace, it says your favorite memory is senior jeans painting. That sounds like fun. What you'll miss the most are home games. Your plans are Casper College. And you talk about St. Luke's going to church camp and all the fundraising done for it, especially the Easter breakfast. Anything you'd like to add? All right, if someone wants to put Grace's quilt around her. So we have some snacks afterward, and so I hope that everyone will stay for fellowship time so that you can congratulate the graduates in person. Photo op. Congratulations to each of you. And thank you for all the people who helped put our quilts together.
Well, I would like to thank everyone and church attendance for all the support you guys have given the kids over the years with church camp and all the things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now that you've had a little time to sit down and rest, I invite you to stand as we proclaim our faith together using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God of God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being, the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified on Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is at his right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God of resurrection and new life, we come before you in prayer for the church, the world, and all who are in need.
You guide your people to the waters of life. Make your church a nourishing place for all who are thirsty for hope and healing. Renew us in the waters of baptism and send us forth as signs of your love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. You tend to the earth, sustaining life in all places. Revive fragile ecosystems and restore species in danger of extinction. Teach us new ways of living in balance and harmony with our non-human neighbors. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great.
You lead all people along right pathways. Grant wisdom and compassion to judges, lawyers, mediators, and legal advocates. Dismantle systems of mass incarceration. Empower processes of restorative justice. And encourage all who strive for healing in our communities. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. You wipe the tears from every eye. Tend to all who struggle with anxiety or depression, loneliness or despair. And we pray especially for those who are on our prayer chain or those we name aloud in the quietness of our hearts.
Northern Cheyenne.
Enfold all who are in any need in your shepherding care. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great.
This Mother's Day, bless mothers, grandmothers, and all who offer mothering care. Come close to those whose relationships with their families are difficult, and console all who grieve the loss of mother figures or the loss of children. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. You are the source of everlasting life. In deep gratitude for all your saints, we rejoice in the joy and hope of the resurrection made known to us in Jesus, your beloved child. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God, trusting that you are always with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Amen. Peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace.
Thank you.
And we thank you for supporting the ministries of St. Luke's Lutheran Church with your tithes and your offerings. I think instead of passing the plates around, I'm just going to ask that after the service is over, you bring up your offerings.
Ascension. Your weight is coming, joy. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom, with you and the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Come to the table of grace. Receive the gift of new life. God's love. Receive this blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Let us join together in our ascending song, Lord, I lift your name on high. It is number 157.
Because one of the things they demonstrated this last week was how we made this, but